The Voices of Steel. Produced by the American Iron and Steel Institute. Complete on one record. Re-recorded for the use of the blind in the Talking Book Studios of American Foundation for the Blind, Incorporated.
Making of steel is a big job. It has to be done in a big way. One reason for the bigness is our tremendous appetite for steel, and another one, as we just said, is the way it must be made. To turn out just one ton of pig iron, that's the way steel begins, it takes about 7.5 tons of raw material and the know-how of many men. But nobody makes just one ton of pig iron in the steel business. Hundreds of tons must be turned out at a time, day and night, if our appetite for steel is to be satisfied. That's the way it is all through the steel business. Now let's get started. Let's find out how steel is made. Let's hear how steel is made. Incidentally, every sound you'll hear is authentic. Recordings were made on the spot by the American Iron and Steel Institute. Well, here we are at a mill, ready to go. We've gotten the raw materials all together. Now comes the first job, getting a batch of pig iron. To do it, we're going to need a blast furnace to get the iron out of the ore. The one we're at right now is tall, about 120 feet high. It's fairly narrow at the top and pretty wide down below, sort of like an old-fashioned pitcher, painted black. Now let's get that iron started. To make this one ton, we're going to load the furnace with 2 tons of ore. Ton of coke, 1.5 ton of limestone, 4 tons of air.